JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. In today's program, we recap the coastal cleanup day at Fort Rocky Beach in Kingston. And stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeil, is encouraging citizens to play their part in the national effort to preserve the natural environment, including the island's beaches. He says while the government continues to give priority to environmental protection, citizens must be involved for the initiatives to have a lasting impact. Speaking with Roundabout JA, Dr. McNeil said the beaches continue to be polluted with garbage, especially plastic and other non-degradable or slow-degradable material. Minister McNeil was participating in the Jamaica Environment Trust JET International Coastal Cleanup Day at Fort Rocky Beach along the Palisades Strip in Kingston on September 20.
It's amazing how quickly I was able to fill the first bag. There was a chair, a gear stick for a car, I mean shoes, and plastic bottles galore. And it really says to us, you know, that we have a serious problem. Every year we come, we clean it up, it's piling up. The question is, are we winning or losing the battle? And we've got to be serious about this.
The tourism minister says garbage on the beaches affects the ocean floor, which destroys the coral reefs. He says everyone has to take responsibility and get the message out to protect the beaches and coral reefs. Minister McNeil has commended JET for organizing a successful coastal cleanup day, as well as supporting entities such as the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, and the various groups, corporate entities, and communities that volunteered.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the school as for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, they're going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
From the bustling townships and cities to the airy countryside, we are a people of tremendous God-given talent and potential. And so we're encouraged under Vision 2030 to hold and build on the positive core values and attitudes that have made us distinctly Jamaican. Let's work together to make our island home the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more details. The Sandals Foundation, in partnership with Great Shape Inc., is providing Jamaican families with free access to dental care and oral hygiene education. Visit the Retreat Health Center St. Mary, Bamboo Health Center St. Anne, and Altry Building Priory St. Anne from now until September 26, and then from September 29 to October 3. Clinic hours are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And now, here's today's glimpse of Jamaica.
You got me grandmother. The shad and the banana, the tire leaf. You know, put the shad in the leaf. You know, make the, when you have John Kunwawa, tire leaf. You make the caramel, turn the caramel and so, and put in the hot water and stuff that we eat and we share it. Shad, like a mackerel, but that's the old time one, the shad, and we put in the leaf, put it on the pot up with the banana, and we tie up with the banana leaf.
Break rundown
and then something, the coconut. Grab the coconut, boil the rundown and mix with the salt mackerel, which with the banana, with breadfruit and something, which with pear and then something there. I'll enjoy go to school and come back. Go to school, be a foot, sun slash, then boot, you know, with sun slash and so. It's so weird. Sometimes the tire burn me, we have to take care. And we have barefoot, and you come home, go look for your goat, them. So, Miss Marva, Silent Hill.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Lorraine Mendez for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Andre Palma. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.